welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. As I woke this morning and I was in my office just praying, the Holy Ghost said something to me, if I could give it as a prelude to what we're going to share this morning. I began to think about where we are in history, where we are in time. And the words came into my spirit that we're in the last days. And then I had a correction by the Holy Spirit, which kind of like startled me for a second, but then I understood it because I did a little research this morning. He said, you are no longer living in the last days, you are living in the last moments. Because there is an intensity, an intensifying of everything that we've read in the Bible for years and known our generation before us knew it. These are the last days. We can see all those things happening. But now the intensity level has increased to a point where we're ushering in Jesus Christ. And that's going to change the seconds real quick. All right? So what I did was pulled out some scripture. And what was interesting, that is in Matthew and in Mark and in Luke, they give descriptions of things that will take place in the last day. So I pulled out some of these things. You can just listen, fair enough? So listen to what it says. Widespread deception, signs in the heavens, economic instability, it's intensified. Great seismic activity will increase. Warring political systems, famines, wars, persecution, pestilence, imprisonment of believers. We know that's going on. We've heard about it and we've seen it. False prophets will rise and they're all over the place. So listen to me. To get faith, understand this principle if you can, that faith isn't something God gives you. Faith is something we work out. God gave us the manual. Now we have to work the manual out. And how do we work the manual out? We work it by speaking words out of our mouth. Amen. I'm going to give you five things about the Word. Are you ready? And I'm going to give you a scripture to support it. Preached this years ago, and the Holy Spirit said, preach it again. First of all, concerning the Word of God, which brings faith, is this. It's indestructible. Listen to what Matthew 24:35 says. Heaven and earth, as now known, will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So what God has said in the Logos, in the Word of God, is always going to be here with us. Amen? When the Bible said that the Word of God is sharper than any what? Two-edged sword, and we preach this. Two-edged means, literally in the Greek language, two mouths. One side of the sword is the Logos. Say Logos. What's the Logos? The written word. Say the written word. What's the Rhema? The spoken word. Amen? So if you have a, let's say you got to put antifreeze in your car, and here's the antifreeze in a container. That's the Logos. But unless you take the cap off and put the antifreeze in the vehicle, that isn't going to work. So unless you load your mouth up with the Word of God and speak it by faith, it's going to be useless. It'll just sit there idle. Amen? Here's another thing. It's incorruptible. The Word of God is incorruptible. Say incorruptible. Here's what 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25 says. For you have been born again, that is, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, not of seed, which is perishable. If you put a seed in the ground, what do you get? Always get a harvest. They always get a harvest. If you put good seed in, what kind of a harvest will you get back? Good. If you put a bad seed out, what are you going to get back? Say something bad. Whatever you put out of your mouth and my mouth, it's going to grow. Say it's going to grow. Not of seed, which is perishable, but from that which is imperishable, immortal. So say the Word of God is imperishable, incorruptible. Listen to what it says. My. That is through the living and everlasting Word of God. All flesh is like grass, all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off. How many of you notice that happens? But the Word of the Lord, say the Word of the Lord, endures forever. Let me stop there for a minute. The Holy Ghost just interrupted me. This is what the enemy is trying to keep you from. I have a book called Addicted to Busyness. We are so addicted to just being busy, we're negating the one thing that will save us. Say, my spiritual man needs to get fed. Amen? So the word of the Lord does what? Endures for how long?
Forever.
Say it again, forever. And this is the word, the good news of salvation, which was preached to you. How will they know, the Bible says, unless a preacher tells them? Here's another of the INs, indispensable. Say indispensable. First, what do we have? It's indestructible. It's incorruptible. Now it's indispensable. Matthew 4:4 in the Amplified. But Jesus replied, it is written and forever remains, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Say out of the mouth of God. And every word that comes out of the mouth of God will establish you and I spiritually. Say spiritually. Here's another one. Infallible. Matthew 5:18 says this. For I assure you and most solemnly say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke of the pen will pass from the law until all things which it foreshadows are accomplished. Here's another one, inexhaustible. Psalm 92:5 says this. How great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep beyond man's understanding. See, beyond our understanding. When Israel came to the Jordan, which means this place looks like death, what did they have to do? They had to have courage to take a step in. Amen? And it was at flood stage. Sometimes you and I have to take a step into what looks like death in order to see the supernatural power of God working. Amen? Hon, you have those scripture verses? Got a microphone? Here we go. My assistant is going to read a psalm. Go ahead, hon.
The title of this psalm is called A Litany of God's Wonders. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, to him who alone does great wonders, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, to him that made great lights, the sun to rule by day, the moon and stars to rule by night, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn and brought out Israel from among them with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, to him who divided the Red Sea into parts and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, to him which led his people through the wilderness, to him which smote great kings and slew famous kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, the giant of Bashan. Those words mean Sihon is rooting out and Bashan is a giant. And gave their land for a heritage, even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, who remembers us in our low estate, who has redeemed us from our enemies, who gives food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks unto God, the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever.
Say hallelujah. See how powerful the word of God is? Listen to what again the word says. I keep just saying what the word says. 1 John 4:9-10. By the love of God was displayed in us, in that God has sent his only one begotten Son. The one is truly unique, say the unique Son of God, the only one, so that he might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be an example and a propitiation, that is the anointing, an atoning sacrifice that satisfies all other offerings. 1 Corinthians 15, I love reading the scriptures, hallelujah, verses 3-4. For I passed on to you as the first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins. Say, he died for my sins. He has no remembrance. Listen, the Bible said he has no remembrance of our past. There's no need to talk about what you were. There's no need to talk about mistakes you've made in life. He doesn't remember them. Yeah, but what I did, he doesn't remember them. He looks at you now. He looks at me now. We are not a bad person. We never were a bad person. We were just lost and wandering around in wilderness until Jesus came along and forgave us of our sins. Say hallelujah, glory to God. Do you sometimes have your past knock on your door? Don't answer it. When the enemy comes around and gets into your head and tries to tell you something that's a lie, don't say no, thank you. Just say no, and then put a scripture verse right behind it. It's like pushing a broom and pushing all the junk out. Say glory. Get rid of it. Doesn't belong in your spiritual house. Amen. The Spirit of God reveals the Word of God. Say the Spirit of God. That's why it's important to have that relationship we've been preaching on for years with the Holy Spirit. I can't do everything of my own, but I realize the Holy Spirit can help me in any and every way. So the Holy Spirit, listen to me, reveals the Word of God to us. Say reveals it. Yes. Amen. Listen now. John chapter 16, verses 7 and verse 9 says it this way. But I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, you know what an advocate is? It's a lawyer. Jesus can't ever lose a case. The Holy Ghost can't ever lose a case. Are you understanding that now? But if I don't leave, the strengthener, counselor, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Ghost, to you to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior, about righteousness and about judgment, about sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and they do not believe in my message. Amen? Now, John chapter 20. Listen to verses 24 through 29. Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came the first time. So the other disciples kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord," but he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, his marks made by the nails, and put my finger into his nail prints, and put on my hand into his side, I will never believe it." There's two kinds of faith. Say two kinds of faith. Head faith, that's Thomas kind of faith, or heart faith, and that's Abraham kind of faith. Amen? If we get stuck in the head faith, then it'll always be through our sense realm that we have to see God do his things. Doesn't work that way. It'll always collapse all the way around you. Listen to it now. 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though they were behind closed doors, and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Listen now how this unfolds. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach out your finger here. See my hands. Put your hand in place of it in my side. Do not be faithless." We can be faithless. If we stay in the sense realm, we can wind up being faithless instead of full of faith. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, do you now believe, trust, and have faith? Blessed and happy to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed, adhered to, and trusted, and relied on me." How many of you have seen Jesus? Nobody. See, that tells me you and I were exercising faith in somebody we've never seen, but yes, I did see him. I see him every day. I open the Word of God up, and I read a scripture verse. I find the Holy Ghost takes it and causes it to explode on the inside of me. Faith comes by hearing and hearing over and over and over and over again. Listen to me. You are a minister in yourself, the Bible says, and you can begin to speak the Word of God and see the same results that we've seen in the Word of God. Say hallelujah.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus.